exciting. Yes, that is actually Bob Bellisades. His testimonial, it blew my mind when I first coached him for the very first time. And that's the first thing he told me. I said, please write that to me. This is so exciting. And actually, tonight, we have somebody that's in his business that's on the call with me right now. Her name is Louise. She's doing an outrageous job. She started coaching with me just a couple weeks ago and has had great success. And we're just really, really proud of her and want her to share with you what's happening inside of her business and as a direct result of getting the right kind of training, which is very, very important for all of us. So no matter where it is that you are in your life, in your business, in your profession, in your marriage, with your children, I truly believe that as you increase skill in the areas where you are weak, then you will absolutely capitalize, make great changes, and flourish in ways that you never knew were possible. Now, I also want to extend a great big hello. We have had many people internationally plugging in on these calls. We want to welcome Singapore, Portugal, Nigeria, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, United Kingdom, Afghanistan, Japan, Philippines, also France. We know is on the line. Germany's on the line. We know that that we've got Finland that's on the line, as well as that company, that group, that leader who tonight has 600 people three-wayed in on this call right now as we're speaking. They got their own conference call bridge. They filled up those lines, and now we are three-wayed in live with them, as well as I know there's several other leaders out there that have three-wayed in their groups of 100, 200. So we have well over 1,000 people tonight listening in together on this call. So that's a tremendous amount of pressure for me. I'm going to give it my best shot to help you guys tonight in areas of your business as well as otherwise. But before I do that, let me just go ahead and tell you who's talking at you, because I know there's a whole lot of new people on this phone, and I really, really feel for those of you who have language barriers with me. It's one thing to try to understand English. It's another thing trying to understand Danny Johnson. That's a completely different story. But prior to getting started in this awesome, phenomenal industry, in this awesome, phenomenal country, I was a 19-year-old female with no experience in anything other than barely graduating from high school. My parents were drug addicts, and my father was very abusive. I did not believe it in myself, and I didn't believe that people like me ever succeeded in anything. My biggest dream was to get married and have three kids. After 2 months of giving excuses as to why I wasn't getting started with the business opportunity that was presented to me, I finally got the courage after hearing a testimony that really made me think even if I failed, I still would be doing better than if I worked for somebody else. And I got started. The first 6 months were very challenging. I was a complete failure. The first 6 months, didn't have access to the right kind of training. Met somebody who was 4 years older than myself after my 6 months of failure, and he was making $15,000 more a month than I was, which meant his check was $15,000 a month. After I begged him, literally begged him, please teach me how to crawl, walk, and run. He says, I will do that under these conditions. And he gave me four guidelines. I do not have time to go into those four guidelines tonight, but you can go to my website, which is DannyJohnson.com, DannyJohnson.com. Go to my website. Become a member, a free member. The membership is free. You have thousands of dollars of free training available to you on my website. Okay? And now once you become a member, you go in the members area. There is a conference call vault in the members area. In that area, you'll find lots of training calls available, just like this one, available to you. And I also want to say good morning to all of you who will be listening to me tomorrow morning online, because I know many of you that work tonight won't be on a call right now. So good morning. It's good to hear you guys. Good to see you. Good to talk to you, whatever. Anyway, so after 6 months of failing, he gave me these four guidelines, and I'm not going to go to all of them, but I'll give you the last. The last thing he told me was that if I did not go to the training seminar that was coming up here shortly, then he would not work with me. And the seminar was going to cost me about $1,500 between accommodations and airfare and all that kind of fun stuff. I didn't have that kind of money, nor did I want to spend that kind of money on some boring seminar. Give me a break. You know, I'm 20 years old at that point. $1,500, I could have had a blast shopping with it, could have had a blast buying a plane ticket to Hawaii with it, could have bought a car with it at that time. I mean, there's a lot of other things I could have done with $1,500 other than spending a weekend with a boring speaker and a bunch of boring adults. fallen asleep in some meeting. I mean, that just was not my idea of a good way to spend $1,500. But he told me if I did not go, he would not work with me. That was it. I will not work with you if you do not go. So I went. I knew I would fail if he didn't show me. I went to that workshop, and when I came out of that workshop, in 8 days, made $4,000. Now, what changed? Something huge changed. Did my business opportunity change? No. Did the people change? No. Did the product change? No. Did the compensation structure change? No. Did the market change in 2 days? No. None of those things changed. But what changed was me. Those 2 days impacted me in such a powerful way that my life has not ever been the same since. I still have never been anything since that has done that to me since, ever. Most profound thing that had ever happened to me was taking a leap of faith and going to that training seminar and coming out of that, made $4,000. The following month, I brought 9 people from California to Salt Lake City, Utah, because I figured, what if what happened to me happens to the 9 people I bring? And guess what happened? Those 9 came out of that workshop and started cranking out the phones. They started talking to everybody. They were contacting warm market. They were contacting cold market. They were doing advertising. They were doing presentations. They were going berserk with their business. The ones that had no money to get started in their business all of a sudden got money to start in their business. They got over their fears. They got over their excuses. They got over their issues, over their barriers. They broke free from their past and stepped up to a great life. And because they had such great success, my check went up to $11,000 that month. The following month, brought a bunch of people from California to Chicago, Illinois. Made $15,000 that month. The next month, brought 60 people from the West Coast of North America all the way to New Jersey. My check went over $20,000, just under $21,000 that month. How and why? Because the same thing that impacted me impacted them. And they went out and built a business on their own. And I duplicated my efforts every city that I went to. I duplicated my efforts in my business and built a fast, huge, top-producing sales force. After that, I decided to get married, go have some kids, did that. Within a few months, the man that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, and 50 pounds overweight. I lost my business as a direct result of marrying him. I wound up completely homeless after 2 weeks of trying to figure out how to support myself. December 1st, he did this. December 13th, became homeless. December 25th, looked at my life, looked at the people in my life, and said, enough is enough. I decided to step up and use the tips and the techniques and the skills that I had learned the year before. Started a business December 26th. Now listen to this. I had no phone, no physical address, no voicemail. Had no computer, no cell phone. Those things didn't exist in my life back then. I had nothing. No product. No brochure. I had nothing to start a business. And on the 26th, took an account of my life and said, okay, how do I solve these problems? No phone, all right? Get a voicemail number and use a payphone. Use the skills I had learned before. Talked to a gentleman who owned a voicemail company, got him to give me the voicemail number and access code with no money. Put that phone number instantly on a flyer that I wrote, hand wrote, put it up at a post office. Got 25 phone calls in 3.5 hours, wrote a script to sell a weight loss program, read that script 24 times, 24 out of 24 people said yes. The first person I didn't have the script for, they said no. That script is still available. This script has sold millions of dollars of weight loss, millions of dollars of product in the health and nutrition industry. That script is on page 9 of my script book. That is available on DannyJohnson.com, or you can call 209-463-5210, and you can order that directly from our office. So that first day made $1,200. First 10 hours I put in the business made $2,000. Following month made $6,500. First full-time month, which is my third month, made over $10,000, was the number one international producer in that company, broke all their international sales records. Huge company, household name, multi-billion dollar organization. First year made $250,000. Within 2 years made my first $1 million. went on in my 20s at the same time of having five children, also made millions of dollars in network marketing. So, in my own business, actually a couple of different business ventures that I had. So how in the world does a broke cocktail waitress with no college education, growing up in an abusive home, start a business with nothing and become a millionaire? Well, that's what my website's all about, teach you how to do that. And that's also what First Steps to Success is all about, to teach you how to do that. So no matter where you are in our nation, I want to, by the way, I forgot to say hello, United States. Hello, all you awesome cities that have been joining us for this last year on these conference calls. No matter where you're coming from, no matter where you are, there's nothing that can stop you but you. There's nothing that can get in your way but you. And it's all up to you, which is what I've watched Louise do and watch her overcome in her business. She's had an increase in her check. In fact, so did Bob Bellisades. Hans, that story that you read us, his check grew by 2 grand in a month, which is amazing. Just like jumped up out of nowhere. Big growth in the summer, which is like, you know, which has been my case all summer long, telling everybody this is the month to do it. This is the month to get the increase. This is the month to get the bonuses. And there are many of those who have plugged into our trainings to have their people follow suit. But this is it. The summertime is the month. The summer is the season where you're going to find some great people, and they're going to step up and not wimp and whine and say everyone's camping. So anyway, I've got Louise on the phone. I want Louise quickly to share with you her story, what she's doing, how she's doing it. It's inspiring for all of us to hear a voice from out, I believe she's in New York or somewhere near over there. I know she's on the East Coast. Louise, are you on the line with me? Louise, are you there?
Danny, are you there?
You! We are live, girl. Okay, Louise, okay. Tell us what is happening with your business. What are you doing? Give us your story.
Okay. First place, I started coaching with Danny a couple of weeks ago, but prior to that, I have her entire CD set, and I was listening to her closing techniques on how she moves everybody through the process at the end of the month. So I was having a little bit of a rough month the end of July, so I decided to go ahead and do that. I not only doubled my volume, but I got all the additional points that I needed, and my check doubled for the first time in the business. I feel totally blessed. After doing that, I said, oh, my God, where's all her scripts? I pulled out all of her scripts. I scheduled coaching, and I have had phenomenal success with her scripts. Danny, they're phenomenal. They just have assisted me so greatly that I'm connecting with people like I've never connected before, moving them through the process, totally comfortable. I now have my team also using your scripts and having great results. People are bringing people into the business at the top position that we offer, when we can barely get people to come in at the base level prior. It's just phenomenal, and I still sit back and I can't believe it. I'm getting feedback every day from my team about how wonderful these scripts are and how it's changing their life and changing their business. And it's great. I look so forward now to doing my calls that I can't wait to connect with somebody because I know the impact that these scripts have in my business. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Louise, this is so awesome. And I remember you telling me, because our first coaching appointment, we talked about this, that because you were using some other scripts at the time.
Yes.
And they were doing okay. You know, it wasn't necessarily broken. And then you got a hold of the script book that you purchased online, right?
Yes, correct.
And I want you to tell everybody what you started to do. I remember you telling me this on the phone, that you used to just barely be able to get people in at the bottom level, and then all of a sudden, go ahead, you finish the story. You know what I'm asking.
On my old script, I would just kind of, it was a really long process. It was do the script, to get some information out, and it was taking forever. In this script, I was closing people the same day at the highest position that we can bring them into the company. It would get them into qualification to become a leader, and it was just phenomenal. I was just moving them. I mean, I basically, at one point, closed 3 people in a day. I was lucky I was able to do that in a 2-week period. So it was just really, it's absolutely phenomenal how, and here's the thing, I did not change a single vowel on the script. I just did it exactly the way it's written, and it works beautiful. You don't have to do a thing. It just goes the whole script just flows with you.
That's amazing. Now, let me ask you, that day that you closed with three people, what was your profit from closing those three that day?
That profit jumped me from what we have points in our bonus pool. It basically gave me an additional $2,000 right there.
Oh my god!
It was awesome, totally.
That is so exciting, Louise. I am so...
I was like jumping up and down. I was like sweating that I wasn't going to make it. I went from sweating to totally pulling it through and doing more than what I anticipated.
Which is exactly what part of our call was about, is that you were thinking, I'm not going to make this bonus thing, and I have to make this happen, and it's the end of the month. What am I going to do? And you were totally stressing about it, and then you were...
I had anxiety. I had all kinds of stuff going on.
That's exciting. That is very, very, very exciting. And you're learning how to balance your time. You're a mom of two,
yes.
7 and 9-year-old, right?
Yes.
And you're balancing out your life. You're learning how to spend time with your husband and also spend time with your children, as well as being able to make, doubling your income in 1 month.
Absolutely. Danny, I can't even begin to tell you guys, whatever Danny says, just listen to whatever she has to tell you, because you will totally, totally get there. She helped me with my time management. I didn't realize how out of balance my life was. I put this together, and it really has turned everything around. It's amazing.
It's just too exciting. Louise, I'm proud of you. Congratulations on all your success. I know that you and I have a coaching appointment again tomorrow, actually.
Yes,
we're on a weekly schedule coaching each week.
Okay.
But I am so proud of you. You inspired me. You really have no idea what an impact it makes on my life. And it's what keeps my fire going for other people, because there's so many people out there that are struggling. You know, I talked to a lady a couple weeks ago that also was a coaching client of mine who was quitting. She was done. She was finished. She had enough. We've all had those times, and that was it. She's like, I'm done. I'm out of here. And somehow got an email. Somehow, some way, had gotten an email. And what it was is that one of her friends had gotten online and got, filled out the refer a friend thing. And so the refer a friend thing went to her, and then she clicked on it, and she sent me an email, and she says, I am crying right now. She clicked on the section on my website that has more of the spiritual topics and stuff, and she clicked on there, she listened to one of those calls, and she said, Danny, I am crying as I write to you. I was quitting that day. I was done. I was finished. And she said, and I was praying, God, please give me a sign. And she said, and that email was the sign, and she sponsored 4 people.
Which
is totally nuts. I mean, she was in a bad dry spell to the point of, I'm finished, I'm done, this isn't it, no thank you. And now she's a winner, she's a champion, she's moving forward and taking the steps that are necessary. So, and again, I don't want for a moment, and Louise, I'm going to have you star six out your line just in case there's any feedback or anything like that. If you can do that now, it'll be great. Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
Awesome. Okay, and JP, you also, because I know you have a three-way in. To make sure that that works. Anyway, it's just, this is what keeps me going. This is what it's all about. It's about those people that are getting help. It's about those people making significant breakthrough. And see, it's one thing to hear the cocktail waitress who became a millionaire story, but it's another thing to hear a mom out there who is building a business who now has had greater success because of getting the right kind of training. And I don't want for a moment for any of you to think, oh, Danny, quit talking about how great you are. I'm not. You know that it took 80% of success is showing up. Louise showed up. She did what she was told to do. She followed the steps that were necessary. She didn't change anything. She was teachable. She was hungry. She was eager and willing to do whatever it took to succeed. And I'm telling you, that is what it takes. You see, I believe there's a champion in every single person on the face of the planet. And, oh, I was in a place this last weekend that made me want to throw up. Because what I saw was a lot, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that had no dreams, no vision, no goals, no desire, no nothing. We're talking worse than status quo. Just given up. And some so young that did not even realize that you could have more, that you could do more, that life could be more fulfilling. I remember Louise in my first appointment. This is amazing. She did not know it was possible. Did not know it was possible to have balanced success. She had no idea it was possible to be able to still spend time with her husband and her children and still succeed. She was under the impression that the harder she worked, the more money she made. That's true on some things, but that is not always the case. Working 17 hours a day is never going to work for any of us long term. Period, end of story. That's called no life. It's going to lead you straight to depression and a divorce and children that hate you. Period. That's the bottom line. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. So tonight, let's talk about a topic that is a sore subject for some of us, a good subject for some of us. I remember another one of our clients, she's a crack up. She was in our Tampa seminar. She told me that when she heard about the business, she's like, yes, I love talking to people. I'm like, oh, my gosh, can you clone yourself? Her offline is so blessed to have her in that business because that's her attitude. I love talking to people. She's from, I think, Pennsylvania or something like that, or New York or some beautiful, sweet, wonderful lady who just loves talking to people. Well, those are obviously the kind of people you want to find. But let's talk about this. We're going to talk about inviting. We're going to talk about three different markets that you can build your business in. And if you're listening tonight, we've done a search through our database, and what we found is that many of you that are on this call right now come from various different professions. We've got doctors on the phone, lawyers on the phone, we've got nurses on the phone, we've got pastors on the phone, we've got entrepreneurs who run very successful corporations, we've got engineers, we've got technologists, we've got everything on the phone. All gamuts, from cocktail waitresses all the way to people who have PhDs that listen every Monday night on this call. So what I'm going to talk about tonight is not just specific for one particular market or marketing. This applies to all areas of your life. You can apply what I'm going to teach you to your business, to your profession, whatever that profession is, to your home-based business, to your marriage, to your children, to your churches, to your communities, whatever it is that you're involved in. These techniques that I'm going to give you can work in all areas of your life. And so I want you to look for ways where you can apply it to everything in your life. Now, number one, there's three types of markets. Now, no matter what business it is that you're starting or a business that you're involved in, there's three types of market that you're going to use. And for those of you who are brand new to the concept of being, you know, independently employed, being an entrepreneur, whatever you want to call it, being a home-based business owner, there are three types of markets that you have access to. Two of them are low budget. The other one, you need a budget. Number one is warm contacts. What you need to do tonight when you get off the phone with me or even as I'm talking, I want you to make a long list of names. And here's why. When Bill Gates started Microsoft, and I always use that as an example, and here's why. Hello, he's a gold medalist in the area of business, if you ask me. Now, you may not agree with his politics, which I don't. You may not agree with his beliefs or his ways of doing business. However, the bottom line is that he's a gold medalist in the arena of business. Look at Federal Express, UPS, gold medalist in the area of business. Cisco Systems, gold medalist in the area of business. These were all started, actually, by men. And these men started young, very young. Bill Gates started young. The owner of Federal Express and UPS, both were young. In fact, just UPS, 19 years old. The guy who started Federal Express was 20 or 21. Now, here's the reality. They all started with a list of names. They started with contacts. They started with people that they knew. They started with people that were friends, family members, things like that. And they made a long list of contacts because that's where they had to start. I mean, these three were college-starving students. These were not successful business people who were going to place an ad in the paper. Now, if the most successful companies in the world did not start their company by putting an ad in the paper and looking for employees, then why in the world are you? Think about it. If you're starting a business, and let me tell you what the warm contact list is. It's a list of resources. In fact, write this down. Even in business college, they're going to tell you this, that this is your biggest asset that you have when you're just starting out. Your biggest asset that you have is your list of contacts. Tonight, you're going to make a list of 200 of those contacts. Danny, I've been in my business for 30 years. I don't have a list of 200. You know what? Get teachable for just a moment. Come on, just a moment. Go along with me on this adventure. Don't fight me. Just come along with me on this adventure. It is an adventure. You'd be amazed if you open up your mind and you look at the possibilities, what you will find. So get out the old memory jogger. Start making a list of names. Family, mom, dad, sisters, brother, cousins, uncles, nephews, whatever, in-laws. Organizations, churches, lodges, schools, colleges, community groups, health organizations, political organizations. Start making a list of people that you know in any of these types of organizations. Friends, close friends, and their friends. You know how you go to different, you know, settings, different church groups or different parties or whatever, and you wind up, you know, meeting a friend of a friend. Those people. And it could be, you know, the guy with the dark hair. I don't know. Write the name down. School buddies, college buddies, neighbors, former neighbors, workmates, former workmates, service buddies, recreation, places where you have recreation, restaurants, nightclubs, bars, parks, beaches, travel, places, people that you've met in those places, people that you know work in those places, athletic contacts, fitness centers, bowling leagues, concession stands, bicycling, camping, baseball games. Who do you know? Who do you know that's a park ranger? Little league, tennis matches, hiking, hockey, martial arts, weightlifting. Who do you know in any of these centers of influences? This is a list of resources. You are a business person making a list of resources, list of contacts. Holiday friends, you know, people you just see through the holidays. School contacts, teachers, principals, you know, school aide, secretary, PTA people. In fact, those are some of the greatest people to get started to talk to network with. They know everybody. Parents of children's friends. People you do business with, coworkers, doctors, nurses, chiropractors, service stations, postal delivery, realtor, broker, you know, who you bank with, who your loan is with, lawyers, grocery store clerks, homeowners, landlord, associations, things like that, travel agent, florist, gardener, things like that, okay? Just, and I should have this available for you guys. I should put this together. Next year, we already have 3,000 other things of list to do that we can't possibly get to this year. Anyway, just a long list of people that to jog your memory. Pull out your yellow pages. Start looking through different professions that are advertised in that book. And what I want you to do is just start making a list of resources that you have, list of names, phone numbers, people that you know. And with this list, and here's what's interesting, this list has people on it that are better than you in various different things. Could be better than you at people skills, better than you at leadership, better at use in sales. Could have a larger center of influence than what you do. Could just be a natural networker. They just network with everybody. They keep in touch with everybody. That's a great person to talk to. Great resource to have. So every business starts off right here by making a list of contacts. If a woman decides to go to beauty college and she's going to come out and she's going to cut hair, she's going to be a beautician, guess what she starts with? She starts with people she knows. Manicures, people she knows. You're starting a dry cleaning business. You're going to tell everybody you know you're starting that business. So whatever business you've just gotten started in should be exactly the same way. If you're starting something and you are committed and you are serious, then you must, absolutely must, make a list of names because you're going to be in contact with people, letting them know, hey, just want to let you know I'm starting up something and I'm excited about it. I wonder if we can get together. I want to find out more about what it is that you're doing just in the event that I find somebody that needs your services. I want to send business to you. And if you find someone who needs my service, I'd love for you to send business to me as well. It's very simple, okay? But that's warm contacts. That's your biggest asset that you have, and it takes no money to make that list of names. It also takes no ego to make that list of names. This is where you have to weigh your ego with your bank account and figure out which one weighs more. If you want your bank account to grow, it's time to flush ego. Number two is lukewarm contacts. These are contacts that you meet. People that you meet when you're out and about. You're taking the kids to school. You know, you see some of the same parents all the time. And it could be a new family to the school, whatever. But these are people that you do not necessarily know, but that you come in contact with. And the reason why I call it lukewarm is because if you've done your homework right, like Louise was talking about, and you learn the techniques of building rapport and really connecting with people, finding out their needs, their strengths, their goals, you will make a connection with them when you find out about their life. And when that happens, that's a lukewarm contact. You exchange phone numbers with that person, and you call them later. And let me give you an example. Pull out your script book. If you guys already have your script book, which some of you do, and I know some of you don't, with 1,000 people on the phone, there's probably at least 500 of you that don't have it. But on page 8, if you have your script book, go ahead and pull that out. Page 8, it's called the face-to-face conversation approach. It's very simple, very, very simple approach. And the way that it basically works is that that you already form the person, which it says right there, form them and find a need first. And what's form mean? Danny, you're losing me, honey. F is for family, O is for recreation, O is for occupation, R is for recreation, and M is the message. about that? Family, occupation, recreation, and message. Okay, so the way that works is that when let's say you're in line someplace and you're just noticing that the cashier just spends extra special care to detail, that she's very personable, she's smiling, she's enjoying herself, that'd be somebody I'd want to talk to. If she's negative, mean, and all that, I'd still talk to her, just try to bless her for the day and put a smile on her face, and if something, you know, something up comprises from that, then great. If something doesn't, that's quite all right, because she's probably going to lose her job because of that stinky attitude. But anyway, so that lukewarm contact is just you exchange a phone number. You use that script on page 8 that basically just says, hey, I can't help but notice that, you know, you are doing such a great job here on your job, and I'm sure you're probably totally satisfied with your income that they pay you here, and I'm sure they pay you very handsomely. But I work with a company that's looking for people who have very similar skills that you have, and mostly anything, the kind of attitude that you have. I was wondering if maybe we could exchange phone numbers. I want to give you a call. I want to maybe have you go through an interviewing process. It won't conflict with anything that you're doing here. I'm sure you love your job. You can stay with it. But at least it's just a chance that there's something else to look at, maybe for your future. So I'd love to get your phone number. Let me give you mine, and we'll set something up, and I'll go ahead and get you some information about what our company is looking for. You know, so simple, clean, non-threatening approach. No one's going to say no to that. Unless, of course, I sound like a salesperson and I'm sleazy. If I'm that way, then they're going to say no. If I'm sounding scared and I'm like terrified, yeah, they might say no. Well, how do I do it enough times to not be scared anymore? Get the first step to success. So many testimonials can do that. Man, I opened my mouth after first step to success, Danny, and Danny flew out. Meaning that their attitude was totally different. They were no longer afraid. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine if you and your entire sales force was no longer afraid, no longer concerned about what people think? Can you imagine if your whole sales force did not at all care anymore about, you know, what people said? Would that be awesome? I think so. Okay, number 3 is cold market. Now, cold market is, and by the way, warm market and lukewarm market is basically totally free. Those two markets don't cost you a dime to be able to capitalize on. And yet, I have found some of my biggest business builders and leaders through warm contacts, meaning not only my friends, but who, not always, and actually through lukewarm also. Lukewarm people that I met, people that I used to wear a button, people would ask me about my button, you know, and I'd get their phone number. That was a lukewarm contact. I'd wind up chasing their center of influence and finding out everybody that they knew. Okay, so those in the cold market is costly and also effective. It costs money to purchase leads. It costs money to run advertising. If you're running advertising and buying leads and you're not making contact with your warm contacts and you're not doing any lukewarm contact, you're crazy. Let me tell you why. Are you ready for a huge wake-up call? There are thousands of people. There were thousands of people today, and today's not over yet. There were thousands of people today that responded to some sort of advertising for a home-based business. There were thousands of people today, and guess what? There will be thousands of people tomorrow that will respond to an advertisement about wanting a home-based business. There were thousands of people yesterday that responded to an advertisement about getting involved in a home-based business. So what does that tell you? If you don't get to your warm contact first, somebody else will. Okay, I'm a homeschooling mom for half of my children, and I plug into this little charter school that keeps track of everything for me. I call that charter school. The lady answers the phone, and she says, is this Danny Johnson? And I said, yeah. She goes, are you the Danny Johnson that works with the Staying Home and Loving It group? And I said, I've done a few conference calls with them. How about that in my tiny, teeny little town? Okay? So if you don't get in touch with your warm contacts, I can guarantee you somebody else will. That company's not based here in my little town in California. It's based in the Midwest. But she responded to an advertisement and got started. So if you don't attack that list of resources that you have available for you, that God gave you, you will then be, I'm telling you, if you get the first steps, you will start to discover, oh my gosh, my whole life has been preparing me for this moment. Well, everyone you know has been preparing you for this moment. Everyone you've been in contact with and everyone you're coming in contact with. is preparing you for your business. If you don't call them, somebody else will. I can guarantee you they are responding. Some kind of an ad, some banner ad on the internet, some kind of ad in a magazine. Guaranteed. Why? Because people are sick and tired of being in the rat race. People are sick and tired of being in debt. They're sick and tired of not having any future. They're sick and tired of not having security. They're absolutely sick and tired of all of it. And that is why those ads completely, 100%, intrigue them to the point of, I have to know. And that's how come many of you are going to get somebody else's friends. And that's how come somebody else may get your friends if you don't call them first. That's a guarantee. So when it comes to those two other markets, don't prejudge a soul. Never prejudge anybody. Never prejudge anybody. And after talking to these people, come with them with me. Who do you know? I'm building a company here locally. It's an international business, actually. I'm starting here locally. I have international. I have capabilities to going internationally. And I'm looking for some help. We have a serious expansion. The demand is high, and the workers are for you. And I need some help. There are, I think, six different scripts in my script book about contacting warm contacts. Okay? So there's no excuse of I don't know what to say, because here are the words to say that absolutely work and have worked for thousands of people. They will work for you. Okay? Number two, if you talk to no people, and it doesn't matter what industry you're in, if you talk to nobody in your nursing profession, and if you're wanting to become a nurse, you're wanting to become a doctor, if you're wanting to become whatever, start any kind of business, dry cleaning business, a food business, whatever it is you're trying to start. If you talk to nobody out of that list, you will make no money. That's a guarantee. If you talk to some people on a daily basis, you will make some money. But if you talk to lots of people, you'll make lots and lots of money. That's a guarantee. Okay, that's number two. Talk to none, get none. Talk to some, get some. Talk to lots, get lots. That's the way it works. If you're talking to lots and your ratios are not good, then that's when you need to play. And again, go to my site, go and archive the call that was done last week and the week before, because I talked about solutions to weaknesses in your business. And there's five different things that you can do to learn how to increase and improve in those areas that you're lacking. And everybody lacks in something. There's not one perfect person on this phone. Some of us are strong in some areas and weak in others. And if you can't cover your weaknesses by somebody else's strengths, then you're going to have to fix it yourself. Number three, you want to share from the heart. Let me tell you about our market today. Our market is very wise. They're hip. They're sick and tired of pushy salespeople. They're sick and tired of hidden agendas. They're sick and tired of talking to people who only want their money. But let me tell you what they do love. They love service. They love one-on-one attention. They love customer service. Not MCI customer service. Oh, no. Not AT&T customer service. We're talking real live service. Not people that won't give you their phone number and not there and have some call center that you can't ever get a hold of the same person twice. We're talking real service. Well, you have got to be a cut above the pack. You got to be different. And therefore, you cannot be a salesperson, meaning coming from a traditional salesperson's mentality of someone just trying to get the sale, just trying to get the money out of the person's hands. You cannot do that. You absolutely must share from the heart. You must come from a service standpoint, service angle. What can I do to serve you? Look for their needs. Look for their goals. Look for their strengths. And when you can look for those things, you will find what you can help them with. But if you're coming at them with, I just got to sell this person something, then you can forget it. They're gone. They're going to go on to something else and somebody else. Happens all the time, happens every day. And so you absolutely want to be a breed above and a breed apart, and don't be like 98% of the people out there who are in business who are just out for themselves and are not coming from a service standpoint. You want to come from that place of, what can I do to help you? What can I do to serve you? Do I have something that can help you out? And if you're listening to them, you'll be able to figure that out yourself. Okay? And here's the other thing on that note. In order to share from the heart, you must be absolutely 100% sold yourself. You must be sold yourself. If you're not completely convinced to the point of total belief and enthusiasm, then you've got some issues. That's going to hold you back. And it will hold you back only as long as you want it to hold you back, because there is a solution to that. Probably one of the most common comments out of our workshops and out of our CDs is that people's belief is kicked in. And it's not for a moment. It's not for a moment. Many have had a belief for a lifetime. And how I know that is, you know, there's a few people plugging into these seminars for 14 years. They've completely changed their entire life because they have a change. And so you must be sold first. If you are not completely convinced, just like, for example, if you were to blow $50,000 on opening a restaurant, and that would be a small one, Burger Stand. First of all, you'd never blow that 50 grand unless you were completely convinced that you're going to make it happen. I want you to have that $50,000 or $100,000 commitment to your business. $100,000 commitment to your future. As though you spent that money to start it. The unfortunate thing is that most people in the home-based business or even any other kind of business doesn't cost them enough to make the commitment. Especially in direct sales or direct marketing. Especially there. There's not, you can't spend enough to make a commitment enough. But if you were to treat it as though you did spend $100,000 or $1 million just to get the thing off the ground, then there'd be no chance for failure. You have to figure it out. Whatever issue is not working, you have to figure it out. So you have to be completely sold and have belief and enthusiasm and conviction. Number four, any new contact that you make, let's say out and about, the lukewarm contacts, you must follow up and make contact with them within 24 hours. And the most important calls are to your prospects. The most important calls that you make every single day are the ones that you make to brand new people that have not heard your voice yet or that have not seen the opportunity yet. May have heard your voice but haven't seen the opportunity yet. Those are the most important calls to make are the ones to your prospects. But you need to make sure that if you are out and about and you see some talent, you get their phone number, you call them within 24 hours. If you purchase leads, you call those within 24 hours. Don't you dare let leads sit because they're dying. The enthusiasm is dying, okay? All right, that was number four. Let me give you number five. You do not want to be afraid when you're building your business. You don't want to be afraid of anything that has to do with your business. You need to get over it. If you have fear, you just need to get over it. And I know many of you are like, Danny, that's way more complicated than that. You're right. Well, the only way to get over it, if you can't just say, okay, that's it, enough. I've had enough of fear. I'm getting over it. I'm breaking through the barrier. If you've already tried that and you haven't been able to succeed at that, then there's CDs on my site or there's even a call on my site that addresses fear. We've had hundreds of people break free from fear by going to First Step to Success, purchasing the Christian-based CDs that talk about fear, 500 scriptures that we went through about fear and what you're supposed to fear and what you're not supposed to fear. And so the reality is that if you're going to be crippled by fear, your business is not going to go anywhere. And so you've got to get over it, and you've got to pay whatever price it takes to get over that fear, because fear will transcend down into your business. It will absolutely be communicated on the phone. It will be communicated through your sales force. It will be communicated through your customer base. And when you've got that heavy monkey of fear on your back, oh, my gosh, you feel like you weigh 1,000 pounds. You have to do whatever it takes to break free from fear. If you're afraid of rejection, you are afraid to talk to people, you're afraid of what they're going to say, you're afraid of what they think of you, you're afraid of what they're going to say about you, you absolutely must make the investment to get over fear right away. You're wasting your time on the phone if you are crippled by fear and not making an investment to get over it. And again, you've got a chance coming up September 11th and 12th. In Los Angeles. Don't wait for one to come to you because it ain't gonna. That's the last opportunity for the year, by the way. Number six. You got to get over the barriers about what you think you're doing. You know, if you've got barriers concerning the industry that you're in, the product line that you're selling, the way that you are marketing yourself, if you've got barriers about it, and let's say that you're in the direct sales industry and you've got barriers about, you know, what you're doing, like, oh, you know, is this a pyramid scheme? And, gosh, is this like Amway or, you know, whatever. You know, whatever industry has some bad rap right now and you're, you know, terrified and you're afraid that, you know, you'll be defamed if you're associated with it. Listen, man, first of all, let me tell you something. If you're afraid of the pyramid thing, come on, man, this is 2004, 1976. I mean, probably a tenth of a percent of the opportunities out there actually would qualify to be an illegal pyramid. Maybe, probably not even that. They have come down so hard, man. The FTC has come down so hard that even legitimate businesses are in trouble. So you've got I mean, give me a break. And if people are out there and it's just one of those pyramids, that person has not poked their head out since 1976. The last 15 years, man, that stuff has not happened. I mean, minor. You're worried. Okay, let's put it this way. You're worried about something that is not even an issue. It's not. And you could be arguing with me on the other end of the line, and that's fine, because our arguing is not going to get either one of us anywhere. But here's the reality. Whatever barriers that you have, you got to get over it. You must get over it, because it's stopping your business from succeeding. Here's number 7. You need to be happy and joyful and be totally on purpose when you get on the phone to talk to people. I mean happy, joyful, and on purpose. What is there to be happy about and joyful about, Danny? What do you mean on purpose? Well, here's the reality. You know what? We live in a great nation. We serve a great God who's given us a great opportunity to be entrepreneurs. And there's many of you, again, calling from, I mean, hearing us right now from all over the world. And you have a business where you can actually build it somehow. I mean, obviously, Nigeria is on the phone. In fact, I met a bunch of people from Nigeria in Dallas, Texas, who were there for a conference. Here's the deal. Here's a prime example. I met somebody in Las Vegas recently who was from Ethiopia. And I asked him how long he had been in the country. He said, just 2 years. And I said, why did you come here? He goes, what do you mean? He looked at me like I was stupid. He says, what do you mean? He goes, this is the land of opportunity. I could never, ever do the things in Ethiopia that I can do here. And he was just on fire about a business that he was starting. He was so excited. And yet, here I was in a public place in this little town in California with a bunch of people who have nothing, man. Sad. Breaks my heart. And they don't even know that they're supposed to have something. They don't even know that there's a chance. Because they've grown up spoiled brats. Spoiled and content with nothing. Which, I'm not saying that you should have something, you shouldn't be content. I believe you should be content in all, in riches and in poor, you should be content. That's a state of mind. But they have given up on a game that they didn't even know they were supposed to start in. And here is this guy from Ethiopia that had to go through all kinds of stuff to be able to come here to this country, comes to this country with a dream since he was a little boy, to start a business, to succeed, to do better, to do great things. I really believe that the human spirit is a champion, and it's in all of us. But unfortunately, a lot of people just don't even realize there's a game supposed to be being played, not sitting on the sidelines waiting and watching. But actually, jump in. Let's get going. So you need to be happy and joyful and excited and on purpose. Just knowing that, wow, I am an entrepreneur. I have started a home-based business. I have found a way to get out of debt. I have found a way to take care of my kids' college tuition. I have found a way to have more fun, to expand my social environment. I have found a way to take my family on a vacation they deserve. Whatever that is. Be excited about that. Be happy about that. Be joyful about that. Because I can guarantee you 90% of the people you're talking about don't have that. They don't have that attitude at all. Here is number 8. Don't talk about yourself. You want to talk about them. You want to talk about their goals. You guys hear me harp on this probably on a weekly basis. You want to talk about the prospect. You want to talk about what they want to talk about. You want to talk about the things that they're excited about. You want to talk about the things they are looking for, not what you're looking for. And here's number 9, and then I'm going to give you an example. Is do not spill your guts in the initial contact. This is the thing I see most when people are, when they've made a list of contacts or they have met somebody as far as lukewarm market goes, and this is basically what they do. Turn to page 8 with me in your script book, because I'm going to give you this example. Do not spill your guts in the initial contact. I just trained somebody last week on this, and it was amazing what had happened. Basically, when you make that initial contact with somebody, in fact, let me just demonstrate, and then I'll show you what I didn't do. Okay, you ready? This is basically what I'm going to do. First, obviously, it says to form them and find a need first. Okay, so let's just say for a moment that I'm talking to Joe. Joe and my children go to school together. And let's say that Joe has told me in the initial contact, so far I formed Joe, and Joe has a job that he does not like. He has a job that has some stability issues. Let's say I formed him and he tells me, I say, you know, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work for XYZ Corporation. Really? How do you like it? I hate it. There's no security. They've just done a bunch of layoffs. I'm not sure if my job's going to be around a month from now or 6 months from now or a year or two from now, and I've already been here for 10 years, and I'm basically, you know, I have no idea what's going to happen. I have absolutely no idea. It's totally unstable. Wow. That's horrible, Joe. Do you have any plans? You know, anything to help protect you and your family? And just in case something like that happens? And he says, actually, I don't, and I'm looking. I'm racking my brain trying to figure this thing out, because if this happens, we are going to go even further in debt. So say he tells me this is what I'm going to say. You know what, Joe? You know, I obviously got to run right now. You had mentioned that your job was really unstable and that you're thinking that there's going to be some layoffs, and you don't want to say you're afraid to your prospect, especially to a man. Not a good idea. But anyway, so I'd say, you know, you'd mentioned that your job is kind of unstable and you're not sure if there's going to be some layoffs, and you might, you know, wind up falling into that category of being someone laid off. I work with a company that's expanding all over the country right now. I don't know if you have the skills and qualities of the person that we are looking for, and I'm sure you're totally satisfied, you know, at your current job, even though all this, you know, instability is going on. But why don't we exchange phone numbers? I can get you the information of what they have available, and then we can go from there. If it's a match, great. If not, that's fine too. At least it's a chance for you to be able to maybe find a solution to the instability that is happening in your job, so that if this does happen, you don't wind up going far into debt. And so, Joe, when would you say you're available? He's going to say, I'm available tonight after 5. Okay. Why don't I go ahead and give you a call, and then we'll just set up an appointment where we can go through the interviewing process and I can get you the information in your hands. Okay, great. And that's it. Let me tell you what I didn't do. I did not talk to him about my product. I did not talk to him about my company. He doesn't know my company's name. He doesn't know the company owners. He doesn't know the industry. He doesn't know it's a home-based business. He knows nothing about what I have or what I do. Absolutely nothing. And that's the way it's supposed to be. What does he know? That I may have a way for him to protect his family from the instability of his job. That's all he knows. So when I call him, I'm going to call him back, and I'm going to go through the prospecting script. Just very simple. Hi, Joe, it's Danny. I'm calling you back to get you the information that that you were wanting to take a look at. Okay, great. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen handy? Yeah, I do. To save us both time, I just need to ask you a few more questions to kind of figure out which information to direct you over to. Okay, now, where did you say you were currently working? And I go through that script. Now, you know, Joe, our company has quite a standard for the people that we're looking for. There's a lot of work on our part in setting somebody up in a home business successfully, so we're looking for people who are absolutely serious about building a business and making money from home. So, Joe, how serious are you about starting a business from home and working from home? Oh, I'm dead serious. Okay, great. Why don't we go ahead and get together, and I can show you exactly what it is our company is doing. If you don't want to do a one-on-one presentation, then you go ahead and drive them to your website or bring them to a conference call right away. But anyway, that's basically how I can do it. If you don't want to use that prospecting script, you can use any one of the other scripts that we have. You know, you can call them back and just say, hey, Joe, you know, you were talking about the instability of your job. Are you serious about finding something? In fact, if you're still on page 8, that's a great script to use for that. Joe, are you real serious about being able to find something that can help protect your family from further debt if you wind up losing your job? Well, yes, I am. Okay, great. Let's go ahead and let's get together. When's a good day for you? Or if my company has conference calls every hour, like many of your organizations do, I'd say, okay, let's go ahead and I'm going to bring you to a call. I have you listen to it. Take notes. It's real important that you pay very close attention. We've got one of our top representatives going to be talking about what our company has to offer and giving you more information so that you can make a good, solid decision for you and your family and your future. So take lots of notes. Pay very close attention after the call. We'll talk about it, and we'll see whether or not it's a fit. Okay, great. And that's it. Okay, so we're done. It's 8 o'clock at the top of the hour, and we got to go. So listen up, guys. I know I'm going to see many of you in Los Angeles coming up in 3 weeks. We are 3 weeks down to the wire. Many of you who are still on the fence, you haven't decided, listen, you don't want to wait till 2005. That'll be the biggest mistake you ever make, and the reason is that September 11th was set up and designed for a couple of reasons. The main reason is this. We are coming into the busiest season for the rest of the year. We're having one last surge, and that is the fall season, especially if you're in a home-based business. This will be the busiest season that you have for the rest of the year, and you have one chance to capitalize on it, just one. and September 11th was set up to put you on the right track with expertise in the area of dealing people, expertise in the area of finding what are the things that are causing your business not to grow, expertise in the area of presenting, helping people make a decision, helping to develop leadership. You have one last chance to make that happen, and the event is only $197. Give me a stinking break. These events, you know, anywhere else you can go, you can pay $1,000 for the same two-day workshop. But this one impacts people so powerfully. It's why we have thousands of testimonials that have come in through the years. So I can't wait to see you guys September 11th and 12th. Those of you who are stepping up and you realize that this is a chance in a lifetime, I know that you're going to be there with us. Then we've got our advanced training seminar that you must be a First Steps graduate in order to qualify to be able to go. It's basically an invitation only to the graduates of First Step to Success. So September 11th to 12th is your last chance to be able to be a graduate of First Step Success. That advanced training seminar is coming up, and that will be November 12th, 13th, and 14th. It's three solid advanced days to take your business to a whole nother level for 2005. So other than that, thank you so much, you guys, for your attention. God bless each and every one of you. Make sure that you go to the site, get the things that you need, plug your people into that site so they can get the help that they need, and it's all for free. Talk to you guys later. God bless each and every one of you. I'm going to open up the line so we can all say goodnight, and God bless. If you want to just scream, if you want to say what city you're calling from, go ahead and do all that. Hold on. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Danny. From Florida.